Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the Shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will begin 12 lines from the top of Daf Dalet. We are continuing with the topics that we have been discussing since the beginning of the Masichta, specifically the Machloikis Rabbah and Ravah, regarding the Mishnah's requirement that a shliach bringing a get mi Medina Seyam has to say, Befonai Nechtav Ubefonai Nechtam. On the side of our Gemara, you'll see the Mivneh. Mivneh is a structural note. A bowtie shape appears, and you might spot them looking at our daf. You have the first one where we open up today's shear, and several lines from the bottom, you see a second bowtie. So on the side, we have noted Shnei Nisyonos. These represent two attempts. Lahamid Rabo V'Rovo Kemachlokis Tanoim. To set up the machlokes between Rabbah and Ravah as paralleling an earlier machlokes Tanoim. But I add a note, a personal note here, that it seems to me, I've written on the side, that Nira Lefias Daiti, Alpi Tshuvas HaGemora, through the answer that Gemara gives, or the response that Gemara gives to what we are seeing now, in other words, this attempt to say it's a machlokes Tanoim, by doing this, we're actually trying to set up this as a question on Rab and Rava. Me'achar de'eino rotsui sha'amoyra yinkait emdo she'eino muskum alkohat atanoyim. In general, it's not to the advantage of an Amora to have his opinion being the subject of a Tanaic controversy. So the Gemara is essentially opening up here with a question. Other places in Shas, you find the Gemara says, "Lema kitanoi." Let us say that a particular opinion of an Amora is actually a machlokas tanoim, and that also is presented as a problem for that particular Amora when what he says would be a machlokas tanoim, and that is what we're going to be trying to do here, to raise that as a question after the long question. Do you see we have a long question marking? After that, the Gemara will say, the first one line, you'll notice, Lo, Rabba Metaretz Tameh, V'Rabba Metaretz Tameh. At that point, we have what we call a long answer marking. And within that section of the Gemara, you'll notice a double underlining where we highlight the phrases Rabba Metaretz Tameh, and then later, Rava Metaretz Tameh. Each one explains the machlokes tanoim within his own shita. Rabbah, within his own shita, that the shliach's statement is to establish lishma, and Rava's approach that it is to verify the signatures. It's kiyum shtaros. Now that we've mapped out the structure of the omid, let's look at the text. Tanan, Rabbon Gamliel Omer, Af Hamevi Min Horekem Umin Hacheker. This, of course, is a quote from our mission at the beginning of the Masechta. Rabbon Gamliel says that even a shliach that brings from Rekem and Cheger to Eretz Yisrael, the shliach, the agent, has to say, Befonai Nechta, Befonai Nechtam. And when we learned the Mishnah, we mentioned that these places are quite close to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Afilu Mikfar Ludim Lelud. Rabbi Lezer says, even from Kfar Ludim, which is considered outside of Eretz Yisrael, to Lud, which is considered inside Eretz Yisrael. Vi Omer Abaye, Be Ayoros Asmuchos Le Eretz Yisrael, umuvlois bitchum eretz Yisrael askinon. The machlokis tanoim that we see Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer concerns cities that are, they're not only are they close to Eretz Yisrael, but they're included, they're absorbed within, they're contained within the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. The Omar, now, so what do we mean then? The cities like Kfar Ludim to Lud. Reb Lezer says, even that a shliach does have to say, Gebefonai fanachtem. Rav Amliel, regarding that, would say, no. That's so close to Eretz Yisrael that it would not be necessary. The Omar Rabo Bar Bar Chano Lididi Chozi Li Hahu Asra. I saw the area. Asra is a place between Kfar Ludim and Lud. Vavi Kimibe Kubi the Pumbadisa. It's the same distance or the same relationship as these two Bovel places, Bay Kubi and Pumbadisa. That made it, the Rabo's point here made it more familiar to the people of the time of the Gemara, what the relationship between Kfar Ludim and Ludi, he gave them something to relate to. Michlal, we can infer from this, the Tanakama Sovar, that the first opinion in the Mishnah would hold Hani Lo Tzorech. All of these examples, Rekem, and even Kfar Ludim, there would be no need for the Shliach to announce Befonai Nechtav Ubefonai Nechtam. Before we go further, let us glance at Rashi, V'omer Abaye, Ayoros Halalu. We're looking at Rashi, by the way, just a little bit less than halfway down the page. Abaye says, Ayoros Halalu shows Sifu, that the Mishnah adds, Smuchos Leretz Yisrael, Hanoch Rekem V'cheger, the Rabbi Gamliel. When we say adds, Hosifu means on the Tanakama. The Tanakama spoke about bringing from Chutz Loretz, Teretz Yisrael, somewhat general statement, and the additional Tanoim are adding and saying, even if you're dealing with cities that are very close to Eretz Yisrael, like Rekem and Cheger of Rav Gamliel, V'hanoch the Rabbi Lezer, Havi Smuchos Tfei, they're even closer, the cities that Rabbi Lezer mentions, Sha'af Muvlois Hein B'tchumash, they're even contained within the Tchum, Elo She'enon Me'eretz Yisrael. When we say Tchum, Tchum is often you see it referring to Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 Amos, within 2,000 Amos of Eretz Yisrael. The Tanakama Sovar, here Rashi goes over the Shitas, Tanakama Sovar, Hani, Lo, Tzrichim, Yishum, Desmuchos, all the cities that were mentioned by Rav Gamliel and Reb Lezer, the Tanakam would say there the Shliach doesn't have to say when he's coming from those places to Eretz Yisrael, because they're so close to Eretz Yisrael. V'yos Rav Gamliel osofi smuchos umodi b'muvlos. Rav Gamliel says, if they're very close to Eretz Yisrael, they do have to say, but if they're muvlos, they're contained within the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, then no. Reb Lezer hoisif es hamuvlos. And now Rashi goes on to explain what we mean by muvlos. The hechi domi muvlos. What is meant by muvlos? We mentioned a moment ago the term tchum muvlos, but tchum has relevance to the area of hilchus Shabbos. And here Rashi describes kagon ayoro shemona akosav b'mizroch shel Eretz Yisrael lios ligvul kidichtiv. Rashi is making reference to cities that are mentioned in the Chumash that are enumerated to serve as a border. As the Pasuk says, V'hasevisem lachem l'gvul kedmo m'chatzer enon v'chulei moina al ha'gvul ayoros rabos, and many cities are mentioned along the border. U'mehen u'lahalon chutzo l'Eretz Yisrael. From those cities outwards, further away, that's considered outside Eretz Yisrael. V'yesh mehem sheboltos mechavrosim l'tzad mizroch arba v'chomesh parsos. Of those cities, the cities don't line up in a direct row. Some jut out eastward four or five parsa. A parsa itself is 4 kilometers. So we're talking about 16 to 20 kilometers eastward. Umesilo ha'ileches mizu lezu, and the road that you would, if you like, if you're familiar with the game of drawing the dots together, here each city represents a dot, and as we said, the cities don't line up in a direct row, but they some jut out eastward, more eastward than others. And then the mesila, the path that goes from one to the other, hu hagvul, that represents the border. Vayoros ha'oindos chutz lemesila lifnim miblitas ho'ir haboletes, cities that are within the boundaries of the paths that we just made reference to, but are on the eastern side of the road. Kori lo muvlas besoich atchum vafilo chi eino me'eretz Yisrael. We go back to the Gemara text. My love, beha komifligi. What it must therefore be that the following is the basis of the machlokis between the Tanakamo, who said that regarding these cities that are very close to Eretz Yisrael, the shliach would not have to say befanei nefanetam, and the subsequent Tanoim that say they do. Demor sovar lefi she'ein bekiin lishma v'hani gemiri. The Tanakama says that the whole reason for the shliach's announcement is to establish lishma. But when you're in an area where they know about the rules of lishma, of writing the get with specific intent for this couple, then there's no need. V'hani gemirin, and these places being so close to Eretz Yisrael, they're learned, they're familiar with the halacha. Umor savar, Rabban Gamliel would say, lefi she'ein eidim mitzuyim lekaimo. The reason for the shliach saying b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam, is to verify signatures as a result of not having readily available people that would otherwise recognize. That's ein eidim mitzuyim kam, eidim, witnesses that would recognize the signatures are not readily available. V'hani nami lo shchichi, and here too, meaning between, let's say, Rechem and Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to find witnesses in Eretz Yisrael that recognize the people that sign onto documents in Rechem. So Rav Gamliel says the shliach will say b'fonei nechtam as verifying the authenticity of the signatures. So what have we done over here? We've set up the Tanakama being concerned with Lishma, like Rabba, and Rav Gamliel being concerned with the issue of Kiyum Shtaros, like Rava. So that Rabba and Rava then would parallel a Machloikas, an earlier Machloikas Tanoim. In other words, that which Rabba holds is something that only the Tanakama would agree with, not Rabban Gamliel. The Gemara says, "Loi, set it up like that. Rabo mitaritz letamei, v'rova mitaritz letamei. Each one of the Amoroyim will explain the Machlokas Tanoim in accordance with their own stance. Rabo mitaritz letamei. Rabo, who was concerned with the issue of lishma, the kuli alma lefishein b'kiim lishma. Everyone agrees that the agent's statement is to assure us, to testify that the get was written lishma. V'hacha b'hacha miflegi. And here, the machlokes is as follows. And what the Gemara does here is the Gemara presents the three opinions and why they hold what they do. Tanakama sovar, hani, kevon desmuchos migmar gemiri. The cities that Rav Gamliel and Reb Lozer mention are so close, smuchos, they're so close to Eretz Yisrael, that we can assume that they are learned. They're learned about the rules of Lishma, and therefore there's no need for the Shliach to say the obvious, namely, Befonai Nechtav, Befonai Nechtam, Lishma, when the get is coming from Rekem, from Kfar Ludim, those places, they're knowledgeable that's how Gittin have to be prepared. V'osa Rabban Gamliel Lemeimar Muvlos Gemiri Smuchos Lo Gemiri. Rabban Gamliel comes to say that as far as being so certain that they are learned, that we can say is true when the city is Muvlois, when they're contained within the boundaries that we described earlier when we read the Rashi. And the illustration on the side might help in seeing that. They're contained within the boundaries established by the roads. But by the fact that they're simply near Eretz Yisrael, but not contained within the boundaries established by the roads, that is not sufficient for us to be so assured that they are gemiri, that they're knowledgeable. V'yosa Rabbi Eliezer lemeimar muvlois nami lo. With regard to muvlois as well, we don't want to make a distinction, shelo tachloik b'medinas hayam, so that we don't have any distinctions. We want to have a uniform halacha. And therefore, once you're in a city that's officially outside of Eretz Yisrael, no matter how close it is, even if it's absorbed or it's contained within the boundaries established by the roads, nevertheless, the shliach has to say, Befonai Nechtav uBefonai Nechtam. If we look at the Rashi, just a few lines from the bottom, V'osa Rabbi Lezer Lemeimar Demuvlos Nami Lo Klomar Afalgav Degemiri, even though they are learned, Lo Nafki Mechlal Medina Sayam, they don't leave the category of Medina Sayam, which is a category that demands the Shliach to say, Befonai Nechtav uBefonai Nechtam. Rova mitaretz letame, the kulei almo lefishein edim mitzuyim lekaimo. As far as Rova is concerned, all the Tanoim agree that the agent's statement of befonai nechtam is a statement of kiyum hashtar, verification of signatures. The Tanakama sovar hani kevan desmuchos mishkach shrichi. Tanakhama holds that the cities mentioned by Rav Gamliel and Reb Elazar, since they are close to Eretz Yisrael, you can assume that there are enough caravans that travel between those points and Eretz Yisrael itself, Mishkach Shichi Kamen, regular. And therefore, signatures that were placed upon the document outside of Eretz Yisrael, but so close to Eretz Yisrael, you'll find people, because of the caravans that go back and forth, you'll always find people in Eretz Yisrael that will recognize those signatures. People that travel on those caravans back and forth, they spend time in Rekem, for example, and those people that are traveling spend time in Eretz Yisrael. There will be access to people that will recognize the signatures. Rav Gamliel says, if you want to talk about availability, regularity and commonness, that is true only when you're dealing with cities that are muvlois. But if they're just near, but not contained within those boundaries, as we described before, the fact that merely smuchos is not enough to establish sufficient regularity of transportation, and therefore the shlich will have to compensate for that, and he be the verifier of the signatures. V'yosa Rebbe Lezer lemeimar muvlos nami lo. Even though they're muvlos, but they're on the other side of the boundary, we are not going to consider them any different than anything that is part of Medina Sayam. Why are we not going to consider them any different? Shelo tachlok b'medina sayam. So as not to make any distinctions with regard to the category of Medina Sayyam. We have one uniform halacha that applies to all places that constitute or categorize as Medina Sayyam, even if they're muvlois betchum Eretz Yisrael. Tanan. Once again, we're going to try to say that Rabba and Rava are the subject of a machlokas tanoim. And as we said earlier, this is presented as a question. Tanan, v'chachomim omrim, eino tzorech shiomer b'fonei nechtam, elo ha-mevi mi-medina sayam v'ha-moylich. When looking at the Mishnah and noticing multiple opinions, we have to highlight what is the uniqueness or the addition of each subsequent opinion. This opinion, the Chachomim that we just quoted also from our Mishnah, say that an agent bringing a get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael has to say, B'fonai nefonetam, and not only Hamevi Medina Sayam, but Hamolich also. What is Molech? Molech means he conveys the get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Michlal, we can infer the Tanakama Savar Moilich Loy Tzorech, that one who goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz carrying a get, that agent would not have to say Befonei Nechtav uBefonei Nechtam. My love, behol komifli. What must be the point of controversy, of disagreement between these two opinions? It must be like this. The more Savar Lafisha ain't Bekim Lishma, the Tanakama says that the whole basis of the Shliach's announcement is because of our suspicion that maybe the get was prepared Lo Lishma, without the Lishma intent, and therefore the Shliach has to testify that it was done Lishma. Vehani, we continue at the top of Omid Beis, Vehani Gemiri. Hani means the residents of Eretz Yisrael, gittin that are prepared in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place of Gemiri, of having learned knowledge. They know it has to be done lishma. So the get prepared in Eretz Yisrael and conveyed outward to Chutz Laretz, there's no need for the shliach to say the obvious that the get was done lishma because it was prepared in Eretz Yisrael. The Chachom, the Abu Mor Savar, the Chachomim of the Mishnah, that said even though it's carried from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, the Shliach nevertheless has to say Befonei Nechtav, Befonei Nechtam. Why? Lefi She'ein Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimo, because you don't have witnesses in Chutz Laretz that will recognize the signatures of people who signed in Eretz Yisrael. Fahani Nami Lo Shchichi, and in this case too, you don't have common traveling between the two locations, and therefore, not only from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael will you need the Shliach to, in effect, verify the signatures, but also the agent carrying from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, if you're going to look around for witnesses that are going to recognize the signatures, you're not going to find anybody. So what, it was prepared in Eretz Yisrael, but now it's in Chutz Laretz and we want verification. So the Shliach has to do it. Now, what have we said then? We have just said that the Tanakama would parallel Rabba, and the Chachomim would parallel Rava. Well, as we said before, this isn't a comfortable position for either one. Rabba mitaretz l'tamei, v'Rava mitaretz l'tamei. Each one explains the machlokes Tanakama and Chachomim within the bounds of their own opinions. Rabo mitaretz l'tamei, the kulei almo l'fi she'ein b'kiyin l'shma, the Tanakama and the Chachomim agree that the basis of the Shliach saying, b'fonei nechtam is to announce that it was done l'shma. V'hocha, and here in the Mishnah, b'gzeiras moilich otu mevi komifigi. Do we impose a stringency, a gzeira, an additional stricture. In the case of moilich, going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz in anticipation of the other direction, going from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. The Tanakama Sovar Lo Gazrinon Moylech Otomevi. Tanakama says there's no need to impose a gzeira on the case of Molech, lest I come to confuse it with the case of Mevi. We have to explain this a little more. The idea behind a gzeira would say that, of course, if you're carrying the get from outside Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, we've got to have some testimony that it was done lishma, because in Chutz Laaretz, in Medina Siam, there are enough people that don't know how to do it lishma that we want to be assured that it was done lishma. That's poshut. But what about going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz? So of course, in Eretz Yisrael they're gemiri. They know that you have to do it lishma. But if the shliach carrying it from Eretz Yisrael, carrying the get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, remains silent, we might think that an agent in general can remain silent. And therefore, even carrying it from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say it. And that would be a big mistake. So do we impose a stringency in the case of Moilich, so as to not leave any room for a mistake being made in the case of Mevi? The Tanakama says, you're wrong, we don't have to impose. People aren't going to make a mistake, and therefore the Shliach taking the get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, he can remain silent, and I'm not worried that in the case of a Shliach bringing it from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, that he too will remain silent. Rabbonim Basroi Savri, the latter rabbi opinion of Rabbonim in the Mishnah, holds Gazrinon Molech Otumevi. We want the Molech from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz to say B'fanei Nafaneftam, even though he's in effect saying the obvious. He's saying that it was done Lishma. Everyone knows that in Eretz Yisrael they know the laws. But nevertheless, if he doesn't say it, someone, an agent that brings it from Chutz Laaretz will also remain silent, so we impose this gezeirah. Well, with that approach, you can see that the Tanakama and the Rabbonin Basroi both agree with Rabbo's analysis that the basic need of Befonei Nata Fonei Nachtam is to assure us that it was done Lishma. The Rovo Metaretz Letame, the Kulei Almo Lefi She'en Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. Everyone, according to Rava, the Tanakama, and the Chachomim, the Rabbonim Basroi, hold that Befonei Nafonei Nechtam is for signature verification purposes. Rabbonim Basroi, Lefrushe Taime, the Tanakama, Hu, the Osu. The Rabbonim Basroi aren't arguing at all with the Tanakama. All the Rabbonim Basroi are doing are elucidating, they're explaining the opening opinion of the Mishnah. We look at Rashi at the top line. The Frushi Taim of the Tanakama, the Unami, Moiluchu Mevi Svirule. The opening opinion holds also that Gittin brought in either direction, the agent has to say Befonei Nechtav uBefonei Nechtam, which is for verification purposes. Elachad Binayim Nokat, the Tanakama was brief. He just used one of the examples, namely Hamevi Get Mi Medina Sayam. But in truth, if you want to know what his real opinion is, so the latter opinion, the Chachomim in the Mishnah, simply elaborated that it's a two-directional concern, because in whether it's coming from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, at the point of destination, you're not going to have people, locals, that will recognize the signatures. So the only one who can, let's say, easily verify the signatures would be that agent. At this point in the Gemara, we have a new marking scheme. On the side, we have under the Mivne heading, the triangle is featured, and we know here there are five Kushos al Rabo. five questions are raised on Rabbah. Allow your eye to skim ahead, and you'll see that the questions continue all the way down Daf Hey Amud Aleph. For fear of sounding repetitious, but since the names Rabbah and Rava are so similar, when we say that there are five questions on Rabbah, we're challenging Rabbah's approach that the need for Bifonei Nechtam is to establish Lishma. Inciting the sources that the Gemara will do, we'll see an indicator that it's not for that purpose. In the with regard to the first triangle, which we call number one, there will be two Lishonis, two versions. And that we highlight with a house marking. And on the side, we've written Shnei Lishonis Hafuchos B'Kushi Rishona. The two opposite versions with regard to the first question. And we can point out ahead of time, even though we said we have a series of questions here directed against Rabbah, one Bays, the second version of the first approach, has things flipped around with the question being raised against Rava. Now the Gemara. Tanan, Hamevi get mi Medina le Medina be Medina Sayam. One who conveys a get from one region to another region outside of Eretz Yisrael, Tzorech loimar b'fonai nechta b'fonai nechtam. There's a need for saying for the agent to announce that. Now we can infer ha ba'oisa medina b'medina sayam lo tzorech. However, if you're contained within the same region outside Eretz Yisrael, you're not going from one, we'll say, one state to another or one country to another. You're within the same Medina, the same region. There's no need. L'Rava nicha l'Rava kashya. According to Rava, you know why there's no need? Because when you're within the same Medina, people will recognize the signatures. Even though you're going from one community to another within the same region, people in the destination community will have sufficient familiarity with the way appearance of the signatures of those in the first community where the get was prepared. So therefore, ba'oisa medina b'minyasan, there's no need. That fits in very well with Rava's analysis, namely verification of signatures. However, according to Rabbah, who says that the statement made by the agent is for establishing lishma, and we've said on numerous occasions that outside of Eretz Yisrael, they're not learned. So what? What difference does it make whether you're going from one region to another, being to say, you're conveying the get from one community to another within the same region? But it's a region in Medina Sayam, and they're not familiar. There are those that are not familiar with the rules of Lishma. So shouldn't the agent have to say, Bifonai Nechtav, Bifonai Nechtam, under those circumstances? So Rabbah answers, Lo Tema, don't make the inference from the Tanaic source as we did. Ha ba'isa medina b'medina sayam lo tzorech. Don't make that inference, because that really is not correct. Because ba'isa medina b'medina sayam also tzorech. Elo Emo, if you want to draw an inference from the source, say as follows. Mi medina le medina Be'eretz Yisrael, lo tzorach. The source had said, Medina le Medina in Medinas Hayam, the Shliach has to say it. If you're going from Medina le Medina in Eretz Yisrael, Medina, we've been translating as a region. Eretz Yisrael itself is divided into several regions. So if you're going from one region to another in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to say. Why don't you need to say? The reason is because once you're in Eretz Yisrael, they know how to do it lishma. And it might very well be that there, from one region to the other, there aren't any witnesses that will recognize the signatures. But that's not our concern at all. Our concern is just to establish that it was done lishma. And once you're in Eretz Yisrael, even though you're going from one region to another, there's no need. The Gemara asks, well, haba hetya katani la. That is stated explicitly. In other words, I don't need to draw an inference from one section of the Mishnah to reveal some type of halachic conclusion when that halacha is stated explicitly anyway. It says, Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael, one who is conveying a get from one part of Eretz Yisrael to another, eino tzorech lomar b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtam. There is no need. The Gemara, and since that's stated explicitly, what value will I draw from the inference that I can make from the first quote? At this point, then, the only inference that would be of value would be to infer, like we did initially, which would reinstate the question on Rabbah. So Rabbah says, no. E mehahi. If I would have had just this explicit reference, have amino hani mili dieved. When do we say eino tzorach? That's only post facto, that the shliach brought the get from one region to another within Eretz Yisrael, and he remained silent, and the woman went ahead and remarried. That's then we say, well, okay, she already got remarried. It's post facto. Then we'll let it go by. We'll say it's kosher. Avol echadchila lo. But on as a first choice, we wouldn't have said that going from one part of Eretz to another, the shliach can remain silent. Komash Malon, the extra statement of the Mishnah, tells us that even lechadchila, the shliach has a right to remain silent. The Rashi explains the element of dieved using a different example than the one I used. Rashi says on the fourth line from the top, "Hava mina hani mili dieved di'i maisi mi medina le medina beretz Yisrael velo nichtav lefonav ein tzorich lifsol shlichuso al kach." If a shliach brought a get from one part of Eretz Yisrael to another, and it was in fact not written in his presence, so he doesn't know whether it was done lishma or not, we wouldn't have to invalidate his agency because of that. However, Rashi goes on, avol lechatchilo yihave mimlich, if he would have consulted with us, have morinon lei, we would have instructed him the leku alei, that he should stand by the get while it's being written to make sure that it was done with specific intent. So, komash malon, from the fact that we have this extra statement in the mission, we have the inference plus the explicit statement, we learn that even as a first choice, the agent doesn't have to stand in the presence of the get being written, since it's being written in Eretz Yisrael. We continue. V'ika de moisiv lo hachi. There are those that raise the question in the following fashion. In other words, we go back to where triangle number one appeared, and you would read in your mind, you would read that quote, which said, maybe get me medina le medina, but medisam tzorech lomar, and then infer from that, and then we pick up with the inverted house now, Ha mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. But going from one region to another with the get within Eretz Yisrael, there's no need for b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. Oh, well, l'rabo nicha, this would fit in well with Rabbah's scheme of things, since it's written in Eretz Yisrael and it's being carried to another destination, Eretz Yisrael. Since it was written in Eretz Yisrael, we know it was done l'shma. There's no need for the shliach to inform us of that. However, L'Rova, Kashia Rova, who was concerned with the issue of having people available for verification, when you're going from one region of Eretz Yisrael to another, the assumption is there isn't that much transportation, communication between the areas, and therefore, Rova would have expected you to have the Funai Funatam, and yet the inference here says you don't need it. So the fact that you don't need it seems that the main concern is the establishing the Lishma. So Rava answers, Lo tema, don't make the inference Mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarech Elo ema, but rather Ha be'oisa medina be'medina sayam lo tzarech. Whereas the source said Mi medina le medina be'medina sayam, you need the b'fonai nechtam, b'fonai nechtam. Within the same medina of medina sayam, you don't need it. Why don't you need it? Because you have Edim Mitsuyim Lekaim. You have regular witnesses available. You don't need the Shliach to serve as the verifier. We ask, Avol, Mi Medina Le Medina Be'eretz Yisrael Mai. According to you, Rava, when you're going from one region to another region in Eretz Yisrael, what would the law be? Tzorech, that you need to have the Shliach saying, B'fonai Nechta Fonai Nechtam. Well then, listening, the Mishnah should have stated, Hamevi, mi medina, le medina, stam, going from one region to another, without saying, without adding, bimedinas hayam. As it turns out now, according to our thinking, when you're going from one region to another, wherever it is, whether it's bimedinas hayam, whether it's in Eretz Israel, the shliach has to say his thing. So why doesn't the Mishnah say, state its case like this? The Gemara says, Li'oilom mi medina le medina be'eretz Yisrael nami lo tzorech. Rava will acknowledge that when you're going from one region to another in Eretz Yisrael, you don't really don't need to have the agent say his thing, which is in effect verification. Why not? The cave on the Ika Oile Regalim Mishkach Shchichi. Since there are the Oile Regalim, these are the people that come from all parts of Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. They're in effect traveling from one region to another. You'll have people in one region that will recognize the signatures of those from the other region, because there's a thrice annual contact between all the people. Tanach, well, that's a good explanation. Bizman she Beis Hamikdash Kayim, when the Beis Hamikdash was extant. Bizman she'ein Beis Hamikdash Kayim, my ikol lemeimar. When there's no more Beis Hamikdash, what are you going to say then? You don't have the Aliyas Haregel, Aliyas Oyle Regolim, which is the thrice annual pilgrimage to the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara answers on behalf of Rava that even in the times of Churban, Kevandika Bote Dinim, the Kvi Mishkach Shchichi, since there are courts that are established in the cities as Ezra ruled, and they sit in session on Mondays and Thursdays, it's common to have travelers going from one area to another to appear in their respective court cases. So the issue of Mi Medina Le Medina Be'eretz Yisrael, in fact, we can infer that there you don't need to have B'fonai Nafonai Nechtam, not because B'fonai Nafonai Nechtam is for, let's say, Lishma purposes, is not for verification purposes. It is for verification purposes. Verification of signatures. Just that when you're going from one area of Eretz Yisrael to another, you don't need that. Tnan. Note that we have a long marking, since we've already defined the triangle as a question, so it's a long question. Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. Afilu mehegmoinyo lehegmoinyo. We explained when we were learning the Mishnah that you can have a situation where you have one city that's split into two parts, two different, we'll say, governmental forces are in control of one city, and each governmental entity is opposed to communication with the other one. And you're here within the same city, but it's divided. V'yoma Reb Yitzchok, irachas hoysa b'Eretz Yisrael, Vasosios Shma, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael and its name was Asosios. And there were two governmental forces that were intolerant one of the other. Therefore, the Mishnah had to include that as an additional example of the need for Befonai Nechtav uBefonai Nechtam. L'Rava Nicha, L'Rava Kasha. According to Rava, this is very understandable. Since they were Makpidim, they were intolerant one of the other. They didn't want any communication between the two parts. So if you have a get that somehow gets conveyed from one part to the other, the people in the at the point of destination aren't going to recognize the signatures from the point of origin, so you need the agent who conveys the get to verify. But according to Rabba, and we notice how we dot underline by Eretz Yisrael, this is an example of a get written in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they knew how to do things lishma. Why does the shliach have to speak up? Apparently, the shliach's b'fonei nechtam is not like Rabba said. Hence, we have a kash on Rabba. The Gemara answers, and here's a very, very big turnaround in the whole sugya. Rabba is le de Rava. Rabba acknowledges Rava's explanation. In other words, where there is a lack of communication, lack of transportation, lack of contact, Rabba agrees you're going to need the agent to verify the signatures. So Rabba acknowledges Rava's explanation. However, Rabba will say he adds the consideration of Lishma. But what's interesting to note is we saw before that Rava acknowledged that a get that's prepared in Eretz Yisrael, since there they are knowledgeable, there is no need for B'fonei Nechtav, B'fonei Nechtam. Here the Gemara is asking, Elamai Binai, what's the point of difference between Rabba and Rava? In order to appreciate this question, we look at the Rashi. Elamai Binayu, Atravayu Shinuye Mahader. The Gemara here is reflecting back on the two responses that were made before. Ashinuye Kamo, the Shaninon. Regarding the first answer that we gave before, Keva Dika Oyli Regalim, Vihule, Su Leka Lemeimar, Mimedina Lemedina Mitzrach Rava. Since we have the Ole Regalim, even though you're going from one region to another, Rava conceded there's no need for Befonai Nechtam, Befonai Nechtam. Beina Shinuya Damrinon, the Rabba Hecho de Kapti Modi Ba de Ba'inon Nami Lekaimo. And what we're answering now, that Rabba concedes that where there is lack of communication, lack of contact, he concedes that even though there is no Lishma consideration, you nevertheless need to have verification. Umehashto mi medina le medina beretz Yisrael lo ifligu ba. At this point, then, if you're going from one region to another in Eretz Yisrael, there's no machlokas between Rava and Rabba. Di kapti, if there is intolerance, then moda ba Rabba. Rabba will concede that you need to have b'fonai nechta b'fonai nechtam, even though you're in Eretz Yisrael. The hot is lay the Rava. We just said that Rava concedes to Rava, acknowledges Rava, the Elo Kapti, and if there is no intolerance between the regions, Modi Ba Rava Tashichi Lekaimo Mishum Kvisu Debati Dinim Umay Binayu Klomar Chosru Lahu Hanoch Taimi Duukimna Plutai Liel. At this point, then, the reasons that we gave before as being the explanations of Rabba and Rava are no longer sufficient to highlight any difference between them. Umishani vadai chasri luhu v'sami chad minayu uposhiluhu trei taimi. in order to appreciate what Rashi is saying now, we'll have to go on in the Gemara, or if you prefer, we'll read the Rashi now by way of introduction. But what Rashi is doing now is he's simply referring to what the Gemara answers. So at this point, just to review the question as Rashi is presenting it, once we've come to this point and pointing out that Mimedino Lemedino Be'eretz Yisrael, if there's communication, there's no problem of Kapti, everyone agrees, even Rava agrees, no need for Bafonei Nafonei Nechtam. And if you're even within the same region in Eretz Yisrael, all the more so if it's two separate regions and there's intolerance, Rabba agrees with Rava. So where do you see a manifestation of difference between these two opinions? So now we continue in the Gemara itself. Iko binayu de asyuha beitre. One point, a case of difference, would be if two agents, two people, are bringing a get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabba, since it's coming from Chutz Laretz, I don't care how many people are bringing it, I need to hear testimony that it was done Lishma. According to Rava, that is concerned with having witnesses to verify the signature. Well, here I have two witnesses. When you have two witnesses, there's no need for any oral announcement b'fonei nechtam, b'fonei nechtam. Inami, the Gemara continues, ba'oisa medina b'medina sayam. A get conveyed within the one region, but it's outside Eretz Yisrael. From Rabbo's standpoint, I need to know about Lishma because it's a get that's prepared in Medina Sayam. According to Rava, that never concerned himself with the issue of Lishma, since you're within the same region in Medina Sayam, there's no fear of not finding people to verify the signature. The signature is in the get. So just to summarize what we've said, if you're going to focus on the case of Medina or the Medina in Eretz Yisrael, gets conveyed within Eretz Yisrael, that it's true, under those circumstances, you're not going to find any difference between Rabba and Rava. But that doesn't mean there is no difference between them. As the Gemara points out, we gave you two cases where you still will see a manifestation of a difference between them. We continue in the Gemara. Tanan, Hamevi get mi Medina Sayam, vi eno yochol loimar b'fonai nechta b'fonai nechtam. A get is that's brought from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. And vi eno yochol, we could translate it, but later the Gemara has to explain this. And he cannot say b'fonai nechta b'fonai nechtam. Im yesh olav edim yiskayim b'choismov. If the get has signatures on it, the get can be, let's say, established as kosher if you verify the signatures. You do kiyum hashtar. V'havinon bo, mai v'eino yocholomar. And we ask, what does that phrase mean, and he cannot say? We continue at the top of Daf Hey. E leimo cheresh. If you're talking about a deaf mute, and eino yocholomar means you have an agent that's a cheresh. Well, cheresh bar esuya gitahu. Can a cheresh serve as a shliach in the first place? Is he bar esuya? Esuya means to bring. Is he capable, halachically speaking, of bringing a get? V'hotanan hakol ksherim lahovias a get. Everyone is acceptable in conveying a get. Chutz mi cheresh shaita v'kotan, with the exception of these three ineligible in people. Cheresh, a deaf mute. A shait is an imbecile. Kotnei minor. V'yomar Rav Yosef hocho b'mayaskinon. In the Mishnah that said, V'eino yocholomar, what are we talking about? Kagon shenosnoi lo kishu pikeach. V'lo yispik loimar b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtam atshin ischarish. The shliach gave the get while he was still healthy, pikeach, he was still normal. And just as he gave the get to the woman, and he completed his shlichus in terms of conveyance of the get, maybe he was overcome with some type of tremendous emotional experience, and he lost his power of speech. That's, he became a chirish. And that's what Eino Yochol Lomar means. What did the Mishnah say? What did the Tanaic quote say? It said, well, it's not all is lost, because if you have signatories on the get, you can verify the signatures and the get is kosher. Well, the Rava Nicha, that fits in well according to the scheme of things as Rava had explained, that the whole purpose of Bifonei Nechtam is for Kiyum purposes, for signature verification purposes. Here we have signature verification through having others testify concerning the signatures in the get. However, look, we have a story concerning a get brought mi Medina Sayam. According to Rabbah, we've got a problem here. Le Rabbah Kashya. I don't have any, let's say, testimony concerning it having been done lishma. The only one who would have known that would have been the shliach, but he lost his power of speech. Hocho b'mayaskinon. So Rabbo will answer that this Mishnah, meaning the quote that we had by triangle number 3, it's true, it's a get brought me Medina Sayam. However, it's talking about a time, le'achar shelomdu. They've learned, even in chutzlarts, they've learned the importance of lishma. Well, ihachi, if it's shelomdu, if they've already learned the significance of lishma, well, yochol nami. And even if the agent doesn't lose his power of speech, there should be no need for him to say, b'fonai nechtav u'b'fonai nechtam. And yet, the whole, we'll say, acceptability of the silence is because it's a source talking about after they learned. Well, if it's a source talking about after they learned, why should the consideration be made only because he lost the power of speech? Even if he has the power of speech, there should be no need. So we answer Gezeira Shemo Yachsu Dover Likukula. We're concerned that maybe things will go back to the way they were in the messed up way, meaning they go back to a state of ignorance. True, right now they're learned, but who knows what it's going to be like 50 years from now? And therefore, we're not going to relinquish or concede the need for the agent saying when he can speak. Well, then, if you're worried about shemo yachsu davar likukuli ihachi eino yochol nami, in the case of his loss of speech, then we shouldn't be machshirit unless he says b'fonai nechtav, and he can't. The more answers pikeach v'nischarish milsa delo shchicha, having someone that was healthy and then all of a sudden lost his power of speech just after he gave the get, it's a very unusual situation. And in unusual cases, the Rabbanan don't impose rabbinic restrictions. And therefore, where you have a common case of a shliach that is healthy and remains healthy, we make a gzeira. Shemo yachsu dover l'kulkulo. But where the shliach lost his power of speech, it's a milsa de lo shliach. It's an unusual case. So the gezeira of shemo yachsu dover l'kulkulo is not imposed. Here we introduce additional questions. We started with the ihachi yocholomar, and we continue with these questions on Rabbah. The Gemara asks, well, v'ha isha delo shchicha, the case of the woman conveying her own get. That's an unusual case where a husband gives a get to his wife, and he stipulates that even though I'm physically handing you the get, it doesn't take effect until you get to such and such a destination. So in the meantime, she is a shaliach. And let's assume that we're la'achar shalomdu. Utnan ho'isha atzma mevi'o gita. A woman, the wife herself, can bring the get. Ubuvat shetzricho loymar b'fonai neftav u'b'fonai neftam. But she has to say b'fonai neftam, neftam. Which, as Rabba sees things, that's in effect verification. That's in effect of assuring us that it was done lishma. But if it's liachar shalomdu, so everyone knows how to do it lishma, and here we have an unusual case, why does she have to say it? Answer, shelo tachloik b'shlichus. So that we don't make distinctions when it comes to agency. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Ubavad shetei tzricha b'perek sheni mosvinun v'chimot agita liyada igrusho mishaninon they see say ad based in ploni b'torah shlichos. We explained this earlier that the woman doesn't become divorced immediately upon receipt of the get, but rather a condition was made that the divorce takes effect when she arrives at the destination. So up till that point she was a shaliach. But it's an unusual case. Why then does the Tanaic source say that she has to say b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechtam? So we answer shelo tachlok b'shlichus. Rashi says shelo tachlok b'shlichus shinuyahu. This is an answer. Lo cholku chachomim bein shliach l'shliach. The chachomim don't make distinctions in within the realm of agents. And we said before that if you have a healthy agent, even though you're at a point in time after they have learned to do lishma, even in chutz la'aretz, we made a gzeira shemo yachsu dover l'kulkulo. And we impose that with regard to all different kinds of agents, including when the woman is an agent. Rashi explains, though, he adds an answer to a question that you obviously would have asked. Aval ha de eino yachol, the case of the shliach that can't speak anymore, and there we are actually surrendering our insistence on b'fonai nechta, b'fonai nechtam, lav chiluk hu, that doesn't represent our making distinctions within the realm of agents. Sherei hutzruch lomar, he really does need to say it. Elo she'efshar, he's simply in a situation where it's impossible for him to say it. But our rule is that all agents are expected to say b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechtam, including him. Just in his case, it's impossible for him to say it. The Gemara asks, well, ihachi baal nami, if you're saying that whenever you're dealing with agency, the agent has to say b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechtam, even in a region or in an era where they are knowledgeable about lishma, which is Rabbo's consideration, because of Gzeira Shema Yasu Dovalu Kilkulai. Well then, even the husband himself should have to say B'fonei Nech, B'fonei Nechtam. Aloma Tanya, why is it taught in the following source? Hu Atzmo Shehevi Gito Ein Tzorech Lomar B'fonei Nechtav U'B'fonei Nechtam. The husband, let us say, had to get prepared in place number one, and it was written b'medina sayam, and he went, he carried the get to place number two in order to divorce his wife. He doesn't have to say b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechtam. But why not? The Gemara answers, Taimu mai omu rabbonon tzorech lomar befonai nata befonai nechtam. Why was this whole thing instituted in the first place that the shliach makes this announcement? Well, dilma osi baal ma'aru posile, because it's out of fear that the husband might come along and challenge the authenticity of the get. Hashta, in this case, where the husband himself is bringing the get, minkat nokit le biyoti, he's holding the get. He himself is holding the get. V'ure koma arole, is he going to then challenge the get that he himself is bringing? Of course not. Therefore, when the husband himself is the conveyor of the get from Medina Sayam to another point of destination, there's obviously no need for the Befonai Nechtam, Befonai Nechtam, which was designed as a means of thwarting, of preempting a Baal's challenge. As you can see, with our marking scheme, we're continuing, the questions continue on Rabbah, but in the context of our Daf Yomi Shiurim, this is a convenient pausing point. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our Shiur for today.